That's a pretty one, isn't it? Hmm? Moon River, Henry Mancini. Pretty, pretty. 27 minutes after 7 o'clock. Fred Wolf with the old Puckolator. Sitting here, oh, we're out on Orchard in Michigan. You know where that is? Right across from Mr. Donut. Right next to Crew Grambler. Is everything all right this morning with you?
It's bound to be better when the bond bakers bake it.
Cause the bond bakers know the very best way to make it.
Take the finest ingredients and bake slow and easy. And you know it's the best cause it's baked by Bond.
That's right, and now Bond adds the pastry chef touch to Bond brown and serve rolls. Mother, just as world-famous chefs use whole eggs to make their dough lighter, flakier, and tastier, Bond bakers add whole select eggs to Bond brown and serve rolls. Bring the pastry chef touch to your table for just pennies per person. Try Bond brown and serve rolls, now made with selected whole eggs.
12-7 off on Radio Detroit.
Well, good morning. I found out what chivalry was. Chivalry, they tell me, is that which prompts a man to hold a coat or pull out a chair for a female who is pretty and is somebody else's wife. Yeah, I've done that before. I got in trouble, too. The Plymouth Symphony Orchestra, you've heard of it? They'll present their second concert of the season this Sunday at 4 o'clock in the Plymouth High School Auditorium. All of these Sunday concerts by the Plymouth Symphony are open to the public. Without charge.
Well, Mr. Octane, I took this picture of the Speedway Company picnic.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get the caption straight. Now, you're Hiram Octane, and everybody calls you High Octane.
That's right.
And who is this fellow next to you?
Well, that's Miles Longer. He puts the Tethel in Speedway to help your motor deliver better mileage.
Hey, gee, you fellows have names like your jobs.
Uh-huh.
Who's this?
Well, that's Andy Frost. You know, both Speedway gasolines contain antifrost to stop carburetor icing. You know, to prevent winter stalling. Just happens the guy in charge of our special antifrost ingredient is named Andy Frost.
And who's this next guy standing on his head?
Where? Oh, that's old Motley, Motley Carew. Yeah, he's always cutting up.
He is, huh?
Oh, yeah, one darn thing after another.
Yeah?
Like one day he filled all the pencil sharpeners full of molasses. Then he put a goldfish in the water cooler. But the funniest thing, you know, the big red 79 on our Speedway 79 gasoline truck?
Yeah, yeah.
Last week, Motley went out in the company parking lot and he painted a big 79 on every car in the place. Nut. Took him all day.
Gee, sounds interesting. I'd like to talk to him.
He's not with us anymore.
He's gone. 79 worth gone. Here's your chance now to own some stock. Play Michigan Crossout. First prize every week, $2,000 in stock. Stop at your Speedway station for free Crossout cards and details. We go to News Central. Dick Osgood reporting. Fred Wolf from the Wandering Wigloo from Crew Grambler. We'll see you in five. WXYZ AM and FM, Detroit.
The largest automobile club in the world, our own Automobile Club of Michigan, now presents the AAA News, Sports, and Weather. Dick Osgood here. Good morning. Three Coast Guardsmen applied their seamanship training on the stormy waters of Lake Erie today, saving themselves from death by maneuvering a raft to shore at Westfield, New York. The men on the raft...
Hey, the Rondells and Satan's theme and dawn begins to show itself here on this Friday morning, November the 17th. We may even have an occasional bit of sunshine today, although the forecast says cloudy, snow flurries, and things like that with a high of about what you got right now. 22 minutes in front of 8 o'clock in the morning, we sit at Crew Grambler out Michigan Avenue, where gifts, door prizes, music, man, this is a real swing-dinging thing here until 11 o'clock tonight and 11 o'clock tomorrow night. You can get a free lube job, if you can say Fred Wolf, and you get a chance to register for a brand-new 1962 Rambler. You can't beat this, huh? Come on out. 14,700 Michigan.
Now, here's the answer man with more Guardian maintenance facts. Today's question, how long have we known the world was round?
Well, the great advantage of the featured fall services, now being offered at General Motors dealers everywhere.
Well, sure, I mean, you got to watch that all the time at 21 minutes in front of 8 o'clock in the morning. Boy, look at the traffic out here. You couldn't get across Michigan Avenue now if you had a shotgun on each shoulder. Say, you've heard of the third annual Goodfellas Record Hop at Harper Woods High School, November the 22nd. Record artists, bands, door prizes, plus one of Detroit's top disc jockeys to entertain you. Advance tickets at all Notre Dame High Friday night dances. Okay, kids, let's get to Harper Woods. Ready? All right, let's do it.
Someone's gonna win a brand new car every week. The one who wins could be you.
That's right. Tonight's the night. You can watch the drawing for this week's winner. For the time and station, check your newspaper at 20 minutes in front of 8 o'clock in the morning on WXYZ. Fred Wolf with the Focalator, and Bobby Rydell has the door to paradise.
Here we are, so close to heaven.
The door to paradise. The door to paradise. Bobby Rydell, this kid can sing pretty good if he wants to, can't he? 17 minutes in front of the hour. 8 o'clock in the morning. Let's check Dick Osgood's fun alert for this Friday, November 17.
What to see and do Friday, November 17. Tonight only, the New York City Opera Company performs Madame Butterfly at Masonic Temple. For foreign food, strolling entertainment, and Christmas ideas from all over the world, visit the Old World Market at International Institute today through Sunday. An event for children, a puppet show, The Mouse Next Door, 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 and 3:30 p.m. tomorrow at the Art Institute. It's bargain day at the Fox, the Hustler, and the Comancheros together today only at the Fox Theater. Opening tonight, Robert Rounsville in Royal Gambit, Vanguard Theater. It's fun to live in Detroit.
George, the sounds in this old house keep me awake at night. What is it, a loose shutter?
No, dear. A vampire lives in the attic.
Oh, George, it's frightening enough without you making it worse.
Well, some of my best friends are vampires.
I wonder what could be done about that banging.
What you need is in the yellow pages. Here, I'll look up vampire repellent.
Darling, will you please hand me the yellow pages? I'll find a carpenter. You turn on the weather report.
Okay, George, the weather here in just a moment. You know, besides bringing you the weather on the air, your yellow pages also gives you the weather by means of that big giant weather sign atop the tower of the Michigan Bell Telephone Building on Oakman Boulevard. Have you seen it? Well, you can see this new weather sign when you're driving north on the John Lodge Expressway. I'm sure you'll recognize it by the huge yellow pages emblem and the words, "Find it fast," in the yellow pages. You'll find a telephone. The telephone there, the part of the emblem at the bottom, tells you tomorrow's weather by a change of colors. Now, when you see the red phone, it'll mean it's going to get warmer. The blue phone means colder, and the yellow phone means no change in temperature. A flashing phone indicates expected precipitation. The sign also gives you the correct time and the present temperature. So be sure to look for the new yellow pages weather sign atop the tower of the Michigan Bell Telephone Building on Oakman Boulevard. The weather like this, mostly cloudy, quite windy again today. Boy, and the wind was blowing the shutters last night, I'll tell you. Colder, a few snow flurries today and also tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, but very little change in temperature. We're right around the 40-degree mark, 39 to 40. The high today, that's what it's going to be. And it'll go back down to 28 tonight, possibly 42 will be the high tomorrow. Last year, on the 17th of November, it did get to 48 degrees. We were 15 degrees above normal yesterday, and I think that's about the end of it. 14 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, WXYZ. Fred Wolf at Krug Rambler. Let's go to Carnegie Hall, March 1961, the performance of Judy Garland.
Just you, just me, let's find a cozy spot.
Hey, Judy Garland, really swinging there. Just You, Just Me, one of the big albums in the business at 12 minutes in front of 8 o'clock in the morning. Hey, I'm going to meet you at the big boy, you know, starting Monday morning right out here around Telegraph and Michigan Avenue. Wandering Wigloo will be moving in there, the biggest, brightest, most beautiful big boy in the country. Open in Dearborn, 23801 Michigan Avenue, the first block east of Telegraph. You should see the gorgeously decorated booths, the luxuriously carpeted dining room. See the country's biggest big boy drive-in parking lot with room for 120 cars. and the newest electronic ordering equipment that gives you speedier service. This new big boy is open from 7 in the morning till 1 the next morning. And on Friday and Saturday, it's open until 3 o'clock in the morning. Bring the whole family. Enjoy those mouth-watering big boy specialties. Come on in. I'm going to meet you at the big boy. Brand new big boy. Telegraph and Dearborn big boy.